The reviews of the Apple Watch are in, so let's review a few of them.
The Apple Watch feels like an important new paradigm for how we use technology.
To be honest, it's a little unfocused.
They are all over the place. Most of the experts reviewing the watch do agree that as smartwatches go, this is the ultimate. The screen, the animation, being able to use it as a viewfinder for your iPhone camera, paying for coffee with your wrist.
You just double tap the side button and wave the watch over the payment terminal. That was actually pretty cool.
The Apple Pay function on the watch really impressed reviewer Nilay Patel of The Verge. What didn't impress him was that the watch was constantly notifying him of messages by tapping on his wrist.
So I'm getting all kinds of notifications I don't want, and to turn them off, I have to go through a huge list and pick which one's yes or no.
Is there somewhere that you need to be right now?
This is another text from my wife. So now I'm not paying attention to Sonia, I'm not paying attention to my friends and family, but I'm more aware of how many people that I'm ignoring than ever before.
He was staging a little skit at a bar to demonstrate. Reviewers like to do little skits now. David Pogue of Yahoo also demonstrated the tap function, which is used as an intimate form of communication between close friends, apparently.
We could have a little private Morse code like, "This party's lame. Let's go, please." Now, she felt this tapping on her watch wherever she is in the world right now.
That's pretty cool. I guess it can do just about anything except tell the time.
Which, of course, is the go-to joke about the Apple Watch. But it does tell the time, provided you remember to charge it every night without fail. The main question is whether the Apple Watch is more annoying or less annoying than your iPhone.
It's like it has half of every possible feature.
That's one vote for more annoying.
But mainly it's like a filter, right? The average person pulls out the phone 120 times a day, right? So now this is kind of like a filter. You can just kind of glance like that instead of pulling out the phone and being rude.
That's a vote for less annoying. So let's give the tie-breaking vote to reviewer Jeffrey Fowler of the Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey?
I found that I spend 4.3 hours a day looking at my phone.
The Apple Watch puts your phone in its proper place, your pocket. I only look at it in bursts, rarely more than 5 seconds.
It shows me the weather or a headline with one finger swipe, gently tapping my wrist when something important needs my attention.
Wearing one has made me more present. I'm less likely to obsess over my phone or leave it on the table during supper.
It actually made him more present. Although in a world where the default position is spending 4.3 hours staring at your little screen, that is not a very high bar. I thought the guy who got it right was David Pogue at Yahoo.
After months of speculation, we finally know what the Apple Watch really is. A conversation starter.
Is that the Apple Watch?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
You know, I bet that does everything but tell time.
Yes. And it also identifies you as someone who thinks that the person sitting right across from you is the least important thing in your life right now.